We're talking food this evening, just in time for dinner. And the Northern Ireland Food and Drinks Association launched their manifesto yesterday at Stormont. They want to create 15,000 new jobs in the local food and drink sector over the next 3 years. I spoke to NIFTA chairman, Dr. David Dobbin.
We're ambitious, but we've all sorts of challenges, and we're here asking government to do what they can to support us.
What sort of other markets will Northern Ireland have to look towards?
Well, we sell outside Northern Ireland about 80% of our output. So we have to grow our exports, and we have to grow our sales, particularly into the British market. So we're asking government to follow through in the food marketing body that it announced last year. Get that up and running. Northern Ireland farmers and food processors have the advantage that they can label their products Irish or British. And there's some markets want Irish produce, some markets want British. Unfortunately, we're getting a problem where the Food Standards Agency is trying to stop companies using the Irish brand. So they're saying unless the Irish government agree that we can call our products Irish, we have to stop. Even things like Bailey's Irish Cream is made in Northern Ireland, still called Irish. Are you going to say that Bailey's have to now call it Bailey's Northern Irish Cream? And we're saying to the Food Standards Agency that they really shouldn't be taking this forward. They're doing damage to an industry at a time when it's already on its knees.
So an interesting point there about the Food Standards Agency and dual nationality, for want of a better expression, of local products. So there's still a lot of work to be done in the sector, but it's looking more positive than it has been.